to us. Praise God. And if you're in God, you have something to rejoice over his coming. Praise God. We're still talking about the seven offices of the Holy Spirit. And we're on page 114. The Spirit of Glory. What David was talking about, all it encountered was God's glory. When God come back here for us, he's coming in his glory. In his glory. And guess what he's coming back for?
Bride.
Yeah, his bride, but what we gonna call him? A glorious church.
Without spot or wrinkle.
Glorious. And so that's what we're gonna talk about today, the Spirit of Glory. The Spirit of Glory. That word is something that the reason we now the spirit of supplication is before that, and I'll talk on that when I get back, because that the spirit of supplication is very important, because the spirit of supplication is going to be the one to make your prayers effectual. Your prayers cannot be effectual without the Spirit. I'm not talking about, you know, always praying in tongues, but I don't care how you pray. If you pray in your words, it's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that makes your prayer effectual. You know, the Word of God says the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous. And one of the examples that he gave us, he went back to and gave us an Old Testament example, which was Elijah. He said Elijah was a man just like we are. But, you know, he had to kind of tell people that, because most people didn't think Elijah was a man like we are. They just think he was just, you know, God just dropped him here, you know. He wasn't, he didn't have mom, he didn't have father, you know, he just appeared. But the writer in the New Testament, he said he was a man just like we were, that earnestly prayed. About rain.
Yep.
But it was a fervent, effectual prayer.
Yep.
And the Holy Spirit is the one that makes your prayers effectual. Not only when you're just praying in tongues, but when you're just praying in your own language. He's the one to make your, you can hoop, holler, cry, pray loud, do any of those forms of emotion. But if the Spirit is not there, your prayer is not going to be effectual. Okay, now let me close that down, because y'all are pulling on me. I wasn't going to teach the Spirit. I wasn't going to teach the Spirit of supplication. The prayer, I'll teach that when I come back, okay? Let me go over into the glory. Now let me give this to y'all, and you open your ears clearly and hear this. The glory of God is so important, because that's that last face of us. We're going to see glory. We're going to see. I'm not going to be able to go to the scriptures like I want to. But Isaiah saw a group of people. He said, I saw these people emerging. And they didn't look like no other people I had seen before. He said it was gross darkness. He said, but it was a group of people that emerged. They had to rise and shine. But they were reflecting the light that had come, that had came. And the light of Jesus, what they were reflecting. He said, I saw these people emerging and rising, and said the glory of God was even seen on their faces. You could see the glory of God on their faces. You know, when the glory got on Moses' faces, he had to put a veil on there, because the people couldn't stand to see him. They said, we can't, your face got too much glory. You're too much like the glory of God. You've been in his presence, you know, and we can't take that. So he had to put something over his face. But that glory faded. Oh God, I wish I can go into this thing like I want to this morning. But in Corinthians, it says we, you know, some people say, oh, I sure would like to have that glory that Moses had on his face. Let me close it down. That glory faded. But the glory that God has given the people of God, we go from glory to glory. Okay, this is what I wanted to tell y'all before. I got so much I want to just give you. Y'all have to be patient with me. I only have 10 minutes. And because the apostle be wanting his time, because the apostle has something to say. Listen, before God come back here for us, he going to come to us. And the glory of God is going to be so seen. Haggai saw that house. He said, that latter house is going to be greater than the former house. The glory of it. It's going to be so much greater. Now what Haggai was talking about, what made it so much greater? Jesus came into that latter house. Jesus came into that latter house and came into us. And we may not know it and have not experienced it like he wants us to experience it. We have a greater glory. You're not going to get out of here looking like a can of kraut, the church. You're going to be glorious. He's going to, before he come back for us, he's going to come to us. And we're going to look like some glory. You think the book of Acts got something on us? Where Peter's shadow. But he got something even to top that. He didn't give it all out to the first church, the early church. He didn't give everything out to them. He saved some for us. This latter house is going to be greater. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a people, Isaiah saw him said, going to get before the Lord in his presence.
Ooh.
And they're going to rise. Boy, they're going to be in his presence, so they're going to be changed. Let's just go to, let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Lord, show us your glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. It said, but we all, with the open face, beholding as in a glass. And what you do when you hold something in a glass in a mirror, you see an image. The glory of the Lord is shining through there, and you're getting that image. Not your image, but who image? The glory of the Lord. Class, open up your mouth and y'all talk. I got my young person over here. I know she gonna talk.
Oh yeah.
Okay, when we look in the glass, we see the glory of God. Ha. Now this second part is very important because we're changing people.
Yes.
I don't care what you think this morning. I don't care what you face this morning. You're changing. Huh? You're changing into the same image. Oh, my God. The image that you're reflecting. Whatever you're before, that's what you're going to reflect. And if you're before his presence, so you're going to be changing into that image. The enemy try to keep you all blah, 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 up just doing, you know, that you can't seem to get into that presence you want to step into. But the Holy Spirit is going to help you.
Yeah.
Can't no devil defeat you and keep you from that presence because he's going to step you over in there. Like he helped John got into that presence. John said, I was... in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I stepped into something. Hashakatia. And I seen this Jesus. He didn't look like the one we had been running with. He didn't look like the one we had been. I seen the glorified one. Hashakatia. The Holy Spirit helped him in there. He was on the Isle of Patmos. He was where he should have been depressed, and he had been tortured. But the Spirit got him there. And I come to serve you notice this morning. What? The Spirit will get you there.
Amen.
Yield to him. He's going to get you there.
Amen.
He got John there. John didn't have no choir around him singing him to get him into the Spirit, to set that atmosphere. He didn't have no preacher to say, oh, John. But he had the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen.
Mashakata. He said, I was Haniya Shakaniya. Hikorama Sakaya. Hikorama Shakaya. He said, I couldn't stay off my knees. He said, well, I was like a dead man. That wasn't the same Jesus we ate with and we handled and we touched. He said, I seen a glorified Jesus. Church, you're going to see the glorified Jesus.
Amen.
Before he comes back to get you.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is going to help you. You're going to, I know you said, boy, you don't know what I've been through this morning. I can't get over there. I can't get into. The Holy Spirit helped John. He will help you.
Amen.
Trust him.
Amen.
To help you.
Yes.
Get to where you need to be in the Spirit. John said, change me. I saw a glorified God. He said, I had to get familiar with that one because I thought I knew him. But that one that I seen, I mean, he was glorified. And when he talked, it sounds like trumpets was speaking and many waters. And John said, but the Spirit helped me get over into that.
And
the Spirit.
Church will hear him too.
And the Spirit is going to help the church.
Yes.
Those that yield and hear the voice of the Spirit. He said, hear the Spirit. Those that have ears, hear the Spirit. And the one that does that, he's going to help them get over.
Glory.
Into that.
Woo.
Where you can't get over into. But the help of the Spirit. The Spirit of glory is going to help you.
Yes.
Get into that glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you can be that glorious person. That the enemy telling that you ain't glorious. I mean, he tries to show you so much flesh because he's a flesh devil.
Amen.
A liar.
A liar. But the Holy Spirit's going to help you get over into where he wants y'all to be. Just yield to him. Cooperate with him. This whole teaching is teaching you from this book is to cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And just like he did John, they put him on an Isle of Patmos for a purpose to get everything out of him. The enemy thought, we're going to kill him on that isle. He can't survive out there. But the Holy Spirit would help you to survive wherever you are. And whatever you're up against, the Spirit of God would help you survive. And not only that, he would take you over into the Spirit. Praise God. Let me back up here and teach. Habashakatiya. Okay. But know that just as he did John, he'll do you too. He wants to work with you. I'm trying to quiet it down and put it in a different gear. But I'm letting the Holy Spirit do it, okay? Y'all just track with me. Praise God. Let's go to Matthew, the 17th chapter. We're going to talk about the transfiguration. And then while y'all turning there, I'm going to talk some about the Old Testament, where Moses asked God this question, And where Moses asked God to show me your glory. Now let me tell you, I'm like, Moses, you done seen so much of God's glory and you asking for more. You seen the burning bush. That was glorious. They went through the Red Sea. That was glorious. He somehow, the glory of God did Pharaoh. I mean, and he's still asking, greedy Moses, Lord, show me your glory.
Yes.
You know what he was asking for? I want to go deeper. How many here wants to go a little deeper?
Amen.
See a little bit more. He wasn't satisfied with all that. I mean, he said, all that was good, God, and I honor you for that. But I know if anybody can do all what you did, it got to be more. I want to see that person. He wanted to see that person. He wanted to see that relationship. He wanted that relationship. And God told him, said, I can't let you see my face. I can't let you see. But I'll let all my goodness pass before you. I'll put you behind the rock and let you see the back parts of me. And he did. He let him saw. And Moses saw so much until he was like, whoa. You know, he saw all of his goodness, the weighty of God. He seen that weighty of God. And when we talk about the glory, we're talking about the weighty of God. All that he is. It's not just the one snapshot.
Yeah.
It's not just the anointing, this and that. But it's all.
Amen.
Of what God.
And that just shows you how our prayers avail much. God took time to do that.
How what now?
The Lord took time to do that for Moses.
Oh, yeah.
Our prayers
Amen. Moses prayed that prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, to God. He communicated like that with God. When the children of Israel was down there doing, I mean, all kinds of things. They wanted to party. They wanted to do this and
worship
idols. Huh? Worship idols. That's very good. But Moses was like, show me more, God. Show me more. I want to go deeper. I want to know you. Mm-hmm. I saw the Red Sea. I mean, I saw this departed. I saw the burning bush. But I know it's a little bit more. And church is more.
It is.
And we need to be asking God, show me your glory. He don't mind you asking that. He wants you to ask that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's taking us. As I read, he's taking us from glory to glory. When we look in this glass, we're changing. We're going from glory to glory.
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's go to Matthew 17. And after 6 days, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. You know, sometimes we can't even stand to look at the sun without putting on sunglasses and things like that. The sun get too much from, and we are in a far distance from the sun, you know. And the writer of Matthew is trying to describe something here to it. It says, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. L-I-G-H-T. Okay, now this is just a description. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. See, he asked God way back there to show him. Now, Moses is here seeing all the glory of God. The disciples had to hide. They couldn't see it all. They couldn't see, but Moses there with him, and God is answering that prayer that he prayed way back there. Show me your glory.
Amen.
Moses is there seeing him in all this glory. Ooh, Jesus. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou would, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elijah. While yet he spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. A bright cloud. The glory of God in the Old Testament oftentimes showed up in clouds. And it said, overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." You know, we discuss. I don't want to get off into that, so let me back out of that. And when his disciples heard them, they fell on their face and were so afraid. They fell on their faces. They were like, "Oh God, don't kill us here today." They were afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and be not afraid." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. But here we see Moses is here seeing God in his glory. Amen. In a different way.
Yeah.
I'm way out of my time. But I may even have to revisit the glory again because I didn't get into it quite like I wanted to. But the Holy Spirit, I make no apology for him. He just wanted y'all to know that he's going to help y'all step into that glory.
Amen.
That it seemed like it's a little bit impossible to get into there. You know, you're like, "God, I'm trying, but I don't, you know, sense nothing. I don't feel nothing. I don't." But the Holy Spirit is going to help you. Just like John was in a bad place. I mean, some of y'all think your circumstances and the things sometimes you face and the things you're surrounded are bad. But he was stuck out there to die. They put him, really, thought they had him. But the Spirit, he said, "I was out here, but I stepped into the Spirit on the Lord's day." Woo! I got help from the Spirit. And you will get help from the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God.
Fresh oil.